Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of BB Temple, .org worldwide. Today, I am delighted to share with you my discoveries as I yet again grapple with the concept of renewing your mind. How's that even possible? And why is it important? And how should I go about it? All good questions. All good questions indeed. So, are you ready? Let's begin renewing our minds, shall we? Let's get started. Oh, newly appointed speaker of the click. Change that slide. Thank you. And we're going to find today's scripture focus in the wonderful book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. Here from the NASB, the New American Standard Bible. And it reads, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." Speaking of renewing one's mind, I began this Bible study with a video, as I have in the past, and it was a video featuring two mega church pastors discussing this very question. But after watching it at least twice, I still didn't feel like I was really enlightened on the topic. So I figured if I saw it twice, but you would only be seeing it once, it would blow right past you. Like the wind that blew our sign down. Whee! So I thought, this is serious stuff. It's important, and we need to talk about it in a way that's accessible to us. And it's going to help us actually reach the goal, right? And renewing your mind is not like renewing your driver's license, right? Not a one-time thing. No. It is a process. But it needs to be done properly and in the right. First of all, I had steps in the right. It's not really steps. It needs to be done properly in the right balance in order to reach the goal. And what's the goal? Which is becoming more like Christ. That's the goal. A lifelong process we call simply sanctification. Right? Sanctification. And it'll take your whole life. Oh, it will be worth it. So, to our new head of the Department of Clickery, now is your time to shine. Click, thanks, thank you. Let's do a life application. Because that's what we're doing it for, right? Not just to go through the motions. We want transformation. We want renewal, right? Yes. Yes, we do, Linda. So, there are steps here. I'm calling them steps. Again, yes, you can number them as steps. But it's not about that. It's about the balance of these things that we all of us need to be doing in order to reach our goal. Reach the goal, what is it again? Yeah, what are we doing? Why are we doing it? To become more like Christ. Yeah, there you go. So look at the steps. None of these should be new to you. But I propose that we look at it more in a way of how we position it, or rather balance it, balance them in such a way to increase their success. What's the first? Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Number one, read your Bible. This week, a Facebook memory reminded me that 15 years ago, 15, count them, 15 years ago, we read through the Bible in 90 days. Remember that? Yep, I have proof on Facebook. Some of you were here, and hopefully you not only remember doing that, but you've been reading it every day for the past 15 years. So, you know, I know some of you have at least read through it once. But seriously, reading your Bible daily is non-negotiable. If you're serious about becoming more like Christ, reading your Bible daily. There's way too many ways to do it now. Bible apps and so forth. Set aside that time. It is well worth it. Now, second, pray. Yeah, we have some prayer warriors amongst us. Amen. Certainly, pray daily, but ultimately, continually. It talks about it in 1 Thessalonians 5. I believe it's 17. I didn't check. Exhorts us to pray continuously. Something I've discovered in the process of now being basically sleeping in a hospital bed and having to lie down several times a day for extended periods of time, I'm finding I got lots of time to pray and no excuse not to. But actually, being on that hospital bed, not distracted by Facebook or all the multitude of things, I actually get to pray and to abide in the Lord and ponder the prayers, not just say them. Lots of prayers. You know, the Lord's Prayer, you could say the Lord's Prayer, and you could say the Lord's Prayer, and you could say the Lord's Prayer. But unless you're pondering it, praying it to the Lord, I think you're wasting your time, in my humble opinion. So, I hope that we're finding a better way, right? Because we're talking about renewal, transformation, right. Okay, third, serve. And we have some wonderful servants amongst us. But opportunities abound to use whatever gifts that God has given you to serve others in whatever way. And some people can do more types of service than others. There is a way that you can serve the Lord. Abide in Him and He will show you. He will show you how to use your gifts that God has given you to serve others. Serve others. I guess the only caveat or warning is that any one of these steps or whatever you want to call them, they can be good in and of themselves, but they need to be balanced, and you need to be doing them in balance, because maybe if I didn't do one, not that that's a bad thing, but it can be rendered ineffective by the exclusion of the others, because I believe that they work synergistically, and some people are better at some than others, and that's fine. But keep trying to find that balance. is, oh, that is so well worth it. That is so well worth it. Achieving the goal. What's the goal? More like Christ. Yes. Alrighty. VP of slide renewal. Please quick click away one last time. Thanks. So I leave you today with a verse of encouragement for your mind renewal journey. And we find it in the book of 2 Corinthians 3:18. As a matter of fact, it was part of my Bible reading this morning. Hadn't planned to use it, but there it was. And it was like, yes. Yes, thank you, Lord. That is it. 2 Corinthians 3:18 NASB. But we all, with unveiled faces, looking as in a mirror at the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit. Amen. That's what it is all about. That's what it's all about. So, Heavenly Father, we do praise you and we do thank you for the opportunity that you put before us. To become more like you. Is it easy? No. Is it quick? No. Is it worth it? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to come a day, Lord. Maybe sooner, maybe later. But we're going to open our eyes and we're going to see you. Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. And we're going to know, oh yeah, so worth it from here to eternity. So Lord, I just encourage, I want to be just a voice of encouragement, not condemnation if you're not doing these things. Pick them up, start today. Yeah, make it become a habit. And then you'll find yourself actually longing to pray, longing to read your Bible, longing to serve others, not because you have to, not because you're expected to, you really, really want to. Boy, and at that point, you know, the Lord is indeed not only renewing your mind, but he's changing your heart. And that's what I pray for you, peeps. Precious peeps, oh, I wish I could be there with you, but I am definitely in spirit and praying for you a lot and often. And I love you, and do the same for others, okay? In the name of Jesus, oh, our precious, precious Savior and Son of God, amen.